something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart. In ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I had talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
This is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they tell me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of Piss and People.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Hey, hello? Is this thing on?
Yeah. Are we here? Hey, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne the God, drop on the clues bombs for me, damn it. I forgot Angela Yee was on vacation. We've been working together so long, and I guess that's like, you know, how when some women work together for a long time, they get the periods at the same time. So I guess for us, it's like we'd be late at the same time. So I'm late, just got here. Envy is on his way, drop on the clues bombs for DJ Envy, damn it. Did I drop on the clues bombs for Angela Yee on vacation? Drop on the clues bombs for you being on vacation. I was in London all weekend. I was in London. I had a book signing for my book, Black Privilege, Opportunity Comes to Those Who Create It, New York Times bestseller. Go get that if you haven't. And then I did my podcast live in London. It's the second time we've done it. Salute to my man, Andrew Schultz. So I didn't land till 10:30 last night. And last week I missed Insecure and Power and had to catch up on Power. So I was two episodes behind on Insecure. And missed Power last night. So when I got in the house last night, the wife was watching Game of Thrones. So when Game of Thrones was over, I took a shower and I had a late dinner, and I sat my ass down and I watched a whole episode of Power, caught up on that, and I caught up on Insecure, caught up on episode 2 and episode 3. Therefore, that's why I didn't wake up until 5:20 this morning. Drop one of clues bombs for me for having my priorities in order, damn it. And it was worth it. F all Tasha's on TV. Okay, F every single Tasha that was on TV last night. Tasha from Power to Tasha from Insecure. Okay? Had a nice little argument in the crib last night with the wife after that. After Tasha had sex with that lawyer. Because I don't know why, whenever Tasha does something, they just want to bring up the fact that Ghost had sex with the little Puerto Rican FBI agent, Angela. Who cares? I guess that's water under the bridge. Where men, we're stupid, we're slow. The women's supposed to know better than us. You sleeping with the little rat-faced lawyer? Silver? Come on, man. That just hurt my me. It hurt my heart last night. It just hurts my heart. And then my wife's sitting there on the couch talking about, he don't even look good. That don't got nothing to do with it. All right? Looking good don't got nothing to do with it. It's the principle. She should not be sleeping with Silver. I don't care if Silver look like Covifi. What's the little pretty boy name? One in Girls Trip. Covifi? Kofi. That's his name. Him. I don't care what he look like. Looks don't have nothing to do with it. Okay? But tell him why you mad, since I'm telling y'all while I'm mad this morning. 1-800-585-1051. Call up. Tell me why you're pissed off. Tell me, you know, why you're blessed this morning. Oh, because it's not just tell him why you're mad anymore. It's called get it off your chest now. So you tell us why you're mad, and you tell us why you're blessed. And please don't forget that Queen Maxine Waters will be here next hour. Drop on the clues bomb for Maxine Waters. Damn it. She will be here next hour talking to The Breakfast Club. But right now, it's get it off your chest. Call us. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. It's Monday, y'all.
The Breakfast Club.
Get it, pick up the mother phone and dial.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy.
Yeah. Hello.
Yes, sir. Charlamagne, what's going on?
Good morning, bro. Get it off your chest, man. What's happening?
Nah, man, I'm blessed, Charlamagne. It's Manny from Englewood, Mr. Pay It Forward. Listen, I thought of an idea that I feel will really help me with this whole feeding the homeless movement, and I'm hoping that I can get the Breakfast Club help to help me pass the message on.
Talk to me.
All right. I used to deliver wine in Midtown to all of the most popular restaurants in Midtown, and what I realized was when I made late-night deliveries, they threw away all the food because by law, they're not allowed to sell it.
Gotcha.
So what if there was a company or organization that came around with a refrigeration unit van and came and picked up the food, and whatever they couldn't give out that night, they kept refrigerated overnight and gave out the next morning.
I think that's a great idea. Why don't you create that company, sir?
That's exactly what I'm trying to do, but I'm going to need help. I don't know if I'm going to have to start a GoFundMe or whatever I'm going to have to do, but that's my idea.
What you got to buy a refrigerated truck?
Yeah, I got to buy a refrigerator.
Well, no, you can rent a truck for now, though, because, I mean, it's not about the money. It's about the deed, right? You can rent a refrigerated truck and go around and grab all that old food and give it out to the homeless people.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
I help you. I'll throw you a couple of dollars, help you rent a truck.
All right, no doubt.
And I would. Put him on hold. Let's get his information. Hold on, my bro. Hold on, Manny, okay?
All right, thanks, Charlamagne.
All right. All right, get it off your chest. Who this?
Shauna.
Hey, Shauna, good morning. Get it off your chest,
good
boo.
Good morning. Well, I'm just, my child's father put me in a compromising situation when he didn't pay for daycare, and I got noticed that my child couldn't come back, and he's court-ordered to pay daycare, and I feel like he put me in a situation where I got to take him to get child support now just to make sure it doesn't happen again. It's real frustrating.
Did you ask him why he didn't pay it?
Yeah, he just gives me the runaround. Oh, I didn't have it. He's supposed to be on some type of grant, but I don't even want to. It's so much going on that it could have been prevented, but he's just such a last minute person, and I gotta stay on top of him like I'm his mother.
Well,
I'm supposed to be taking care of our child, not you.
You need to go observe him, see if he got any new clothes, any new sneakers.
He does though. That's the thing.
Oh, you gotta call the people on him. Then see, there you go.
He got Apple Watch, Apple. He just got his iPhone 6. His now, mind you, his iPhone was broken on Sunday.
Well,
daycare was due on Monday. Well, he got that. His iPhone was fixed by Monday afternoon, but daycare wasn't paid for.
Well, I hate to say it, you got to call a white man on him, boo.
I know. It's sad.
I'm saying sad. Sad that it got to come to this, but you got to call the white man on.
And I don't want to. I hope it doesn't affect the relationship he has with our child.
All right, boo.
That's my fear.
You'll be fine. He got to handle his responsibilities. Thank you for calling. Get it off your chest, 1-800-585-1051. If you're pissed off about something, if you feel blessed about something, call us. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Get it, pick up the mother phone and dial.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy.
Yeah.
Yep, yep, I'm mad. You know why I'm mad, Charlamagne?
Why are you mad?
I did what you forbid me to do and all married men to do over the age of 30.
You have sex after midnight.
I had sex last night.
Man, I don't know when you're going to realize. We getting old, man. Lil Uzi said anybody over the age of 25 is old men, so that means we prehistoric.
I had sex last night. I fell asleep. Next thing I knew, I woke up this morning. I didn't know where I was.
I ain't even. You know what's so crazy? My wife hit me with my period on last night. And let me tell you something. This was at 2 in the morning after staying up to watch Power, because I ain't laying until 10:30.
Right.
So I got home about 11:30, quarter to 12.
Right.
I watched Power, and I watched two episodes of Insecure so I could catch up. And then, you know, I always rub her butt before I go to sleep. And she was like, all right now, don't start nothing. My period on. And I'm sitting there thinking, why is your period on? You married.
What do you mean? Women still have periods, man.
I ain't heard that in so long. Plus, for me, a period don't stop nothing but a sentence. But, you know, I ain't feel like all that last night.
Yeah, well, I had sex and then I couldn't handle it in this morning. Well, I just couldn't. I'm sorry.
Your leg's weak, brother. It happens. Hey, get it off your chest.
See the God.
What?
What's good, see the God? Slow-mo, baby.
What's up, my brother? How are you?
Oh, man, slow motion on this side, man. I'm a little peed off in my city, though, man. We had a ceasefire.
First of all, wait. What's your city?
Baltimore City, 410-443.
Oh, yes, I heard about y'all, crazy people. I heard about y'all. Y'all had a no killing weekend or something, right?
Yeah, man, and it was still killings. And the thing is, we got the police, they corrupt. You know, it's bad, man. It's bad.
Why did y'all expect criminals to follow procedures?
You get what I'm saying? I just thought it would be some type of like last year, plus 300, 200 murders. This year, we still on pace for that. I just think when is enough.
Yeah, I thought
you
it was.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, when y'all did the no killing weekend, I was like, yeah, killers are gonna take a break. And be like, I just kill them on Monday.
You off the.
All right. Hey, thank you for calling, my brother. Good morning. Get it off your chest.
Good morning. I love your show, first of all. But I just want to say I agree with Charlamagne. I was so pissed off when I watched Power yesterday.
Lord,
caught up on Power yesterday, and Tasha did that. I was like, why?
Why would she give Silva some poom poom?
Okay. That's why I'm mad.
You know what, man? I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I like Tasha, bro. I was like putting it all together last night, from her sleeping with Sean to taking money from the white man, Simon Stern or whatever his name is, to not believing in ghosts and wanting ghosts to go legit. I don't think Tasha hit, bro. Good morning. Get it off your chest.
Good morning. How you doing, Dad?
How you doing, brother?
All right. Listen, I have a serious situation to get off my chest this morning that I would like to say with y'all.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know how, on a scale of one to somebody getting murdered, how serious is it?
About nine.
Oh, Lord. All right, come on, man. Yeah, all right, go ahead.
All right, I was at the gambling spot the other day, and
the story already starting off bad. You was at the gambling spot the other day.
I was at the gambling spot the other day, and I had this non-conducive energy around me, and the guy shot a deuce, and I was shooting to a deuce for $200, and I asked the guy, man, could you back up and give me a clear shot? He came up here broke. He ain't got no money. Let me get a clear shot. And instead of him backing up, giving me a clear shot, he moved over, hit my elbow. I shot the dice, and he came out 6-6-1, and I lost. So I want to tell him, non-conducive energy, I can't curse up the air. If you ain't got no money, you don't have no business being around the gambling spot. So stay the F out of there.
Sir. Yeah. I don't think none of y'all have any business in an illegal gambling spot, sir. This sounds like an illegal gambling spot.
Charlamagne, you ain't always been a personality on the air. You did things too, now.
I know, but you can't get mad at some. You can't tell somebody that they got bad energy when you're in a place that's full of bad energy. It's an illegal gambling spot. There's nothing good going on there.
All right, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. You can hit us up at any time, all right? If you want to vent, if you want to speak some positivity, you can do that. Now, we got rumors on the way. We got to tell you about Usher. Now, allegedly, he's infected two more women and a man. Yeah. All right, we'll talk about it in the rumors. Don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
This is the Rumor Report
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Now, this is getting a little crazy now.
This is not getting a little crazy. This is exactly what you expect when you open up this can of worms.
Now, allegedly, Usher is accused of infecting two more women and a man with STD. Now,
well, not an STD, herpes. Say what it is. This STD has a name. Say its name.
Well, in the reports, it just says STD. So maybe something other than herpes.
Whoa.
So it's, like I said, I don't want to just say herpes. It just says an STD.
Jesus Christ. Please, Usher, don't let me know you out. Please don't let me know you out here just offering a variety of STDs to people.
Now, one woman who's going to be named in a suit will be speaking today at a press conference in New York. The other two, Jane Doe and John Doe, will remain private.
Now, I want the record to show that when Little Duval was here last week, you know, I mean, of course, it got lost amongst the whole trans person controversy, but he actually did predict that this was going to happen.
But you know what? What happened is that this settlement information that wasn't supposed to be disclosed came out. So now all these other women are coming forward and saying, me too.
It's going to be a dude come forward.
Little Duval did predict that this was going to happen.
Right, okay. He did. Now, they're saying that Usher actually, now I'm just going to say allegedly, had sexual contact with all three people, allegedly. That's what they're saying. He had sexual contact. I don't know what that means. But he had sexual contact with allegedly all three of them.
Well, first of all, nobody cares about the truth if the lie is more entertaining. So even if Usher doesn't have herpes, it doesn't matter at this point because people got to get these memes off and they got to get these jokes off. But Usher could nip all of this in the bud simply by releasing his STD results. Show us what that blood work like. Okay? What that blood work look like, Usher? Everybody showing money on the gram, you know what I'm saying? Showing how that night went. What's your blood work look like?
That's personal. He ain't got to do that.
Unless he doesn't care. If he's one of those people that can just shrug it off like, whatever, this is all a lie.
It's
cool.
A tough one to shrug off,
but
bro.
And guess what? You don't got to shrug it off. You can just simply disprove everybody by showing your blood work.
All right. Well, Vic Mensa was on the show, about a week ago?
And we
asked him about his beef with Chance the Rapper.
You and Chance got to get cool again.
We've been talking, man. If you have a brother, if you've ever had a brother, you know brothers fight, man. You know, we came up together from being 14 years old and, you know, recording some of our first records and raps ever. The city need us to be unified, and that's the place that I'm at. And
Black people need y'all to be unified. 100%. Y'all two can create change together.
I'm woke. He woke. So we got to be unified.
And that's exactly what happened in Chicago over the weekend. Chance the Rapper brought out Vic Mensa, and they performed together. They performed two joints together, so it looks like they squashed their differences.
Drop on the Clues Bombs for Chance the Rapper and Vic Mensa, the Save Money crew. That warmed my cold heart, man. Mm-hmm. You know, I hate when people always be complaining about the young hip-hop artists, and they'll find who they think is whack at the moment, like a Little Yachty or somebody, and it's like, yeah, see, this is wrong with hip-hop. You got two young brothers right there, Chance the Rapper, Vic Mensa, who can rap. They make great albums. They represent the culture in the right way. They're socially conscious. Focus on them, okay, instead of focusing on what you don't like.
And lastly, congratulations to Chris Brown and his daughter, Royalty. It seems like, yep, she's not old enough to go to preschool, but she's already started her own clothing company. So she launched her own clothing company. It's going to have clothes with Monster Graphics, two pieces, and even cosmetics. So it looks like people are looking forward to her clothing line, I'm sure. It's going to be influenced a little bit by Chris Brown as well. So congratulations to them.
Yeah, she better hope Blue Ivy don't come along and take all that money, okay? Ivy fool around and drop a Blue Ivy clothing line, okay? You can shut down Christmas.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, that's front page. Well, that's the rumor report. Now, when we come back, the Queen.
Yes.
Maxine Waters will be joining us.
Drop on the Clues Bombs for Queen Maxine Waters. We've been trying to make this one happen for a long time.
Now, she's a member of the U.S. House of Representatives. Mm-hmm. She's been really fighting for what's right out there, fighting for minorities. So we're going to kick it with her when we come back. So
Salute to Angela Rye for connecting these dots, too.
Yeah, shout out to
Queen
Angela
Maxine
Rye.
Got up here.
Mm-hmm. So when we come back, Maxine Waters, don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now we have a special guest, member of the U.S. House of Representatives.
Yes, the gentlewoman from California, Queen Maxine Waters,
Maxine
is here.
Maxine Waters.
How are you?
Well, I am so good. How's everybody this morning?
Oh, we are great.
Blessed, black, and highly favored.
I'm just delighted to be here.
And we're honored to have you here.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Congratulations on your humanitarian award from BET, courtesy of Black Girls Rock.
Oh, yes. I'm excited about that, too. Looking forward to that.
What did that mean to you?
Well, it means that, you know, I've been identified as one of the black women who's involved in something, who's doing something, a woman with energy, et cetera, all of that. It's just kind of a black woman recognition.
I always wonder for people like you lived through the civil rights era for real, for real. Like, how much has the world changed and how much has it stayed the same?
Or has it changed? It seems like it hasn't.
Well, it has changed significantly, mm-hmm. but you have to talk about how mm-hmm. it has changed. What's happening with the change? It is social media. It's your young people. It's the millennials. It's a different way of communicating and connecting. But, of course, some of the issues that we have been involved with, whether it's voting rights or police brutality or some of those issues, prison reform, et cetera, still exist. Mm-hmm.
Social media got you hot, Queen Maxine.
I know.
You popping up there. You popping in these streets.
And it just happened. I don't know what happened, but somehow I connected. And so you young people said, you like what I'm doing.
I think it's the realness. It's the authenticity.
You think so?
Yeah, because so many politicians, like, you can see. We live in a transparent era. You can see when they're being full of it. You know what I mean? Like, you're just real.
Well, I know that some people say, oh, you're so outspoken. You're confrontational. And I think what happened was this. My career has always been one of challenge. Mm-hmm. And I've always, you know, dealt up front with the issues. But for a number of years, my voice was not heard because I'm on the Financial Services Committee. Mm-hmm. And we were dealing with many of the issues that don't get a lot of exposure. Mm-hmm. We did get some exposure when we had the subprime meltdown and they had all the foreclosures in many communities across the country.
Right.
But when we talk about Wall Street and we talk about derivatives and margins and all of that, that's not sexy enough to be carried. And so, you know, people didn't hear me for a long time because I was so concentrated on all of those issues. But then when Trump showed up, then I had to show up.
Then you had to show up.
I had to show up.
Now, with all of the attention and all the love that you get from people like us, you also get a lot of hate, too.
Oh, listen, you know, as an African-American woman who has been involved in the struggle, you know it's coming, you know who they are, and you know how not to let it devastate you, and you build the strength to fight back, to push back, and let it just go over your shoulders, you know? Mm-hmm. It's not something that's going to put me in the bed and say, oh, my God. Every day I wake up energized. Mm.
I know one thing with African-Americans, it's hard to get a loan. It's very hard for African-Americans to get a house. That's why I think a lot of us rent for so long. What can we do to try to open that back up so African-Americans and minorities can start getting loans again and start buying houses and being able to pass these properties down to our kids?
Well, let me just say this. At one time, there was redlining. This was years ago, mm-hmm. where they literally drew a line around communities and said, we're not lending to those communities. Right. And, of course, those are black communities and minority communities. They just didn't think that you were capable of paying a mortgage. Mm-hmm. And so we fought that. We fought that very hard, and we undid redlining. And then they discovered, there's money in those communities.
Right.
And they came back with the subprime loans, mm-hmm. said you can get some money, but it's going to cost you more. And we were targeted so that we were paying more interest rates
8%,
for our loans,
7%.
Despite the fact mm-hmm. we had equal income, equal employment, paid our debts as well as other people. So we were treated very poorly. A lot of fraud involved. We have to deal with these banks and these financial institutions. These are people who have gotten away with the kind of policies that caused us not to be able to get loans for so many years. These are the robbers on Wall Street. These are the gangsters on Wall Street. Mm-hmm. These are the people who find another way to figure out how to get your money and not to give you what you deserve for the money that you're paying. We're being resisted by the Republicans mm-hmm. who are in bed with the banks. Mm-hmm. And we're saying there's certain things you can't do. You can't do these kind of loans anymore. So what can we do? First thing we got to do is get rid of Trump.
Mm. Is that possible?
Oh, yeah. They've got Goldman Sachs and everybody, you know, that's in government now more than ever before, and they're running it. They're telling them what to do. And so we've got to get rid of this administration. Mm-hmm. We've got to get rid of those who control our committees so that we can have an opportunity to get back into lending. And we've got to support minority banks.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Yes.
Do you believe in banking black?
I believe in banking black, and I got in trouble because I believe it so much.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Doing the bailout when there was a bank that basically lost $50 million overnight. because it was taken over by Fannie Mae, and they came to me for help. I called the treasurer, and they investigated me, and it went on and on and on. And finally, of course, I was exonerated. I had not done anything wrong, but I believe in black banks. I work very closely with the NBA, and I want to make them have more access to capital so they can put more money out in our communities. Right. And it's tough. It's rough. But it is a fight that we have to engage in.
Yeah, sometimes I feel when it comes to business, black people don't trust each other.
Well, you know, that's been said, and it's not that. It's not that we don't trust each other. We've not had the opportunity to invest in viable businesses and ways by which we could create wealth. And we have to keep working with each other. Right. We have to keep learning, and we have to keep believing that we can really do this.
All right, we have more with Miss Queen Maxine Waters when we come back. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have the queen, Miss Maxine Waters, in the building. Now, Charlamagne?
What was your thoughts on Trump saying, telling police not to be too nice when it comes to handling
suspects? If
you put
their head down, just let their head hit the...
Yeah, just let their head hit it once or twice.
Well, you know, that's typical of what he did during the campaign. Remember when the protesters went to his campaigns and he told the people to beat him up and said so much he'd get him out of jail, in essence, if they did. This is consistent with his character, and that is promoting violence. I don't think it's right. We have been the victims of so much violence, and we've had unarmed men killed, particularly unarmed young black men. And so I think that was, you know, whistling to them to keep doing it, to keep treating them harshly. And so I'm opposed to it, and I'll continue to speak out about it.
Queen Maxine, who do you think can bring about change quicker, black politicians or black activists?
I think that it has to be a combination. Legislators are elected to create public policy, to go to Washington, D.C., and fight for those things that are in the best interest of everybody, and particularly those communities from which they are elected. But the activists in the street are the ones who really give them the backup that they need. If you take a look at the Tea Party or the Freedom Fund, they have people in the street who really fight for them. You take the gun owners, they're organized. They keep pressure on their elected officials. They work with their elected officials. And too often, our folks are not at the table, certainly, but are not organized, are not working. We depend kind of on, well, the NAACP are, you know...
We're waiting for a leader to come tell us what to do for them to do it and us to just sit back.
What I like about the millennials now is I see this organizing going on, even though a lot of it is in the social media. That's good. We have to be active. We have to be involved. The more the communities are involved, the better your politicians will be.
Gotcha. Who do you think will be the Dem nominee in 2020?
Oh, I don't know. There are a lot of people who are talking about it. You've got Kamala Harris and Cory Booker and everybody.
What do you think of Cory for president?
Oh, I think he should run if he wants to run.
what about Kamala Harris?
I think she should run if she wants to run.
You know, I wanted to ask, what do you think about the gun laws? You know, because... You know, gun laws are strict in some states, but open in a lot of states. You got 33 states that basically you can have a gun, conceal it, not a problem. But then you have these other states where if you get caught with a weapon, you're going to jail for a minimum 3 years. What do you think about some of these
gun
laws?
Well, you know, that's, you know, how the democracy is organized according to the Constitution and so-called states' rights.
Right.
Where states have the ability to create their own laws. But what really bothers me is the killing of a black man who is in a state where you can have a gun, you can possess a gun. He said, I have a gun.
Right.
He told them, and because I think he was an African-American man, he was killed because no matter the law, you're not supposed to have a gun. And so I really don't like guns. I really don't like guns. I think that the more that, you know, people possess guns, the more they're going to use them. And I wish that we could shut it down. I really do. I just think in our community, we must not only educate about guns and be aware of the violence that takes place and work very hard to do everything that we can to tell folks this is not the way to solve a dispute.
Right.
This is not the way to deal with the fact that somebody has, you know, dissed you. we cannot kill each other.
Are you ever afraid these Trump crazies may try something? Because I saw one video where you was outside and the guy was like really in your face and you told him off. And I'm like, damn, I hope Queen Maxine got security or something.
No, yeah, we do have some security. But I tell him, you know, if you're going to shoot, you better shoot straight because a wounded animal is the worst thing you can deal with.
Queen Maxine, do you think Donald Trump is the worst president we've ever had in the United States?
The worst I've ever seen, the worst I've ever experienced. Yes, I do. I really do, because I think he believes in nothing. Mm. I think that he cares about nothing. I think that he's capable of doing outrageous things. This president is the worst that I've ever seen, yes.
I know you got to go soon, so I got one last question. Mm-hmm. How can black people reclaim their time in this country?
The first thing black people have got to do is to understand that we are worthy, that we are deserving, and that we should have opportunities. We should continue to fight against discrimination, and we should challenge it, and we should not be quiet. I think many of our young people have been taught, go to school, graduate, get yourself a good job, don't make too much noise on the job, you know, fit in so that you can, you know, earn a decent salary and you can get a raise. No, life is about a lot more than that. Mm. Life is about not only aspiring to opportunity, but not allowing people to dismiss you, to undermine you, to intimidate you. I think it's very important to get grounded, to know who you are, and you will be inspired to move in the right direction. Let's talk with each other. Let's work together. Yes. Let's believe in our communities and in the struggle that has taken place to get us where we are today. I think we can do all of this. I'm a very optimistic person, no matter how bad it seems. I wake up every morning energetic and ready to take on the fight.
Mm. Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Queen Maxine.
We appreciate it.
Is there any rappers you like now?
Yeah, I like Chance. I like a lot of them.
I'm surprised you didn't like Nelly, because you're originally from St. Louis.
Well, I do. I like Nelly. Okay. I really do. I better say that. I'm from St. Louis. Nelly, yes, you're fine. I love you.
All right. It's The Breakfast Club with Miss Maxine Waters.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, shout to Maxine Waters for joining us this morning.
Drop on the clues bombs for Queen Maxine, damn it. We always tell you that this show is the perfect balance of ratchetness and righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one day you might hear the real side chicks of Charlotte. The next day, you might hear Queen Maxine Waters.
You never know.
It's called balance.
There you go.
It's the yin and the yang of life, baby. Ratchetness and righteousness. That's what we do.
All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. We got to talk Charles Oakley.
Listen up.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Angela
Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Now, Charles Oakley was in court facing charges for assault, harassment, and trespassing after fighting with MSG security on February 8th. You remember they tried to kick him out. He said, I paid for my ticket. They tried to escort him out. Charles Oakley wasn't having it.
I saw them assault Charles Oakley. That's what I saw them do. I saw them drag him to the floor and try to drag him out the garden. Mm-hmm. So disrespectful.
Now, on Friday, a New York City judge ruled that Charles Oakley is banned from Madison Square Garden for a year.
But isn't he getting paid?
I didn't see anything about the payment.
Oh, I thought they gave him like a payment, too. So they just banned him?
Mm-mm. They just said lawsuits are coming.
Well, drop on the clues bombs to Charles Oakley. All right? The God is everything, ain't he? Won't he do it? Okay, the fact that you got banned from watching them trash-ass Knicks for a year, that's a beautiful thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, it's a beautiful thing not to have to watch them for a whole year.
He's
okay?
an ex-Knick. He wants to go to the games. They shouldn't have kicked him out.
I don't understand why Madison Square Garden stays full anyway. That garbage-ass product they've been producing year after year. Why do y'all go watch that over and over?
You know when you just want to say, watch your mouth, shut up, but...
Yeah, you know I'm telling the truth.
It's been pretty garbage. Yeah.
And the ticket's still high as hell to watch them trash-ass Knicks. Good God bless you, Charles Oakley.
All right. Now, you ever have that friend that you just know that if you ever get into a problem or a fight, they just can't fight? Well, our friend is Donnell Rawlings. Now, allegedly, Donnell Rawlings is wanted for questioning after allegedly punching a Dave Chappelle fan. Now, this is allegedly what happened. They were leaving the hotel. It was Donnell Rawlings, Dave Chappelle, and somebody else. And I guess the fan wanted to take a picture, and Dave Chappelle was like, not right now, get it later. And the fan just continued to want to take a picture, started getting aggressive, allegedly. And that's when Donnell Rawlings came into the picture. He said, no, you can't take the picture. Allegedly, the fan got more aggressive, and Donnell Rawlings swung. Now, they're saying people around said when Donnell Rawlings swung, he missed. He swung and fell and busted his ass.
And every time I've seen Donnell throw a punch, he's fell. Now, this is the thing. First of all, Donnell, why are you still Dave Chappelle's number one goon? All right. Are you still trying to prove your loyalty to Dave Chappelle 20 years later by fist fighting in the street? If y'all ain't the type of friends that y'all ain't, y'all should be friends that y'all don't have to fight for each other at this point in y'all lives anymore, okay? Y'all should have security for stuff like that.
Yeah, but Donnell Rawlings got to learn to connect on a punch here and there now.
I texted Donnell yesterday. I told Donnell.
You got to land a punch, man. It's like the second or third time.
Listen, as soon as I heard this story yesterday, me being the friend that I am, I texted Donnell, and the first thing I said was, I just want to know if I'm still getting my tickets for Wednesday, okay? Because Dave Chappelle is at Radio City Music Hall all week.
And what'd he say?
He said, don't donkey the day, me son. And then he sent me a picture of him in the Daily News with this suit. And he said, not going to say what he said.
What'd he say?
He said, pause. I look cute in this, though. read it. That's what Donnell said. He sent me a picture of him in the suit from the Daily News. And he said, pause. I look cute in this, though.
Pause. I look cute in this, though. Tickets all good, son. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
we got to call Donnell. I don't know if that story is true or not. Well, I guess it is. I don't know.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. We'll try to call him next hour. And lastly, is some good news. Black youngster did something really good and really positive. He chose three families at random off his DM and just paid their rent. No questions asked.
He should.
No questions asked. Just found three families, paid their rent.
He should.
And the families with good money.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Black youngster. He should. You on Instagram all the time showing off all that damn money, flashing all that damn money all the time. You should pay off some people's rent. That's a great deed.
And he actually put one message up. Somebody said, big bro, my mama need the money, but she don't know I'm asking you.
That's real.
And he said, how many kids she got? He said, six, all boys. Cool. How much her rent? He said, $400. He said, I'm going to pay it and pay the rent.
That's real. Don't be just dangling all this meat in front of me knowing I'm hungry. Because that's what you're doing when you're going on Instagram and you're flashing all that money. There's people out here that are, you know, poor. They are disenfranchised and they like you. But you're just dangling this money in their face all the time, showing them that meat. Sometimes you got to feed them.
That was dope.
So I'm glad he fed them. He gave us $1,000.
Sure did.
He gave each and every one of us $1,000 apiece when he was here on The Breakfast Club.
He sure did.
Okay.
And I'm waiting for him to come back. Was he coming back?
Oh, yeah.
Is he scheduled to come back?
It's amazing how they never want to take money from nobody until it was $1,000. Okay? I was up here getting $100 for years. Let me get $100.
My goodness.
Okay?
All right. Well, that's your rumor report.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Monday, August 7th. Goes to 28-year-old Brittany Curry, 23-year-old Ponisha Taylor, 19-year-old Jonisha Simmons, and 23-year-old Letitia Dotson. Now, listen, I don't know about you all, but I always have an internal struggle whenever I see someone broke down on the side of the road, whether it's a flat tire or someone's car on the side of the road smoking under the hood or somebody walking in the rain. Every time I see a situation like this, I want to stop.
Mm-hmm.
I want to help. But then I remember people are crazy. And if it's one thing your Uncle Charlotte tells you to do, it's avoid crazy people at all costs. That's all life is about, avoiding crazy people. Statistics show that if you avoid crazy people at all times, your life expectancy increases by at least 20 years. Well, the good brother Ralph Cross got to live to the ripe old age of 55, and unfortunately for him, that all came to an end because he ran across crazy in the name of the four young ladies I just named. Let's go to KFVS-TV, CBS 12 for the report.
Four women stand accused of killing a man who, according to investigators, tried to help them out. Authorities identify the suspects as four escorts from Memphis. All face charges in taking part, but 28-year-old Brittany Curry, she's the one charged with shooting 55-year-old Ralph Edward Cross in the back. His body was found in his Wilson City home Tuesday morning. We're told Cross helped the women when they had a flat tire and even bought them a new one. Mm-mm-mm. Mississippi County Acting Sheriff Brandon Cade says it appears robbery may be a motive. Witnesses say they'd seen the victim with a large amount of money, which has not been found.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. The hell with being a good Samaritan. This is why it doesn't pay to have a heart. I'll help, but on my terms. Because I'm not helping nobody on the side of the road. Okay, nope, you can't save these people with flat tires. That's AAA's job. What kind of cold-hearted person are you that you have a flat on the side of the road, someone helps you, bought them a new tire, even invited them back to his home, and then they eventually shot him in the back? Now, where Ralph messed up was inviting these young ladies back to his house, okay? I understand that they were escorts, and, you know, he did his good deed for the day. He bought them a new tire. I don't care how nice they were being, you know, during this whole process. I don't care that they were escorts. I don't care how much they were flirting with you, because that's what happened. They sized him up, saw he had something they wanted. He found out they were escorts, started flirting. He invited them back to the house. You know, moral of the story is he was too nice all across the board. Okay, this is the true meaning of no good deed goes unpunished. This is exactly why Jesus is never coming back. For what? For you all to shoot him in the back? Okay, when he turn water into wine, when he make the blind see, the deaf hear, raise men from the dead, all y'all gonna do is shoot him in the back. I'm gonna come back here, walk on water, and still get shot in the back for it? Huh? Wait a minute. What am I talking about? They killed Jesus the first time he was here, and he was the greatest Samaritan the world had ever seen. Man, F people. People been trashed before Christ, okay? After Christ, before Christ, helping people is extremely overrated, and this case in Mississippi proves that. Please give Brittany Curry, Ponisha Taylor, Jonisha Simmons, and Letitia Dotson the biggest hee-haw. And I don't want to hear nobody out there right now telling me, no, Charlamagne, don't let this discourage you from helping people. No. You on the side of the road, you better have roadside assistance. You better have AAA.
You can't discourage. You can't do that.
If you are not, if you extremely old, I'll help you. But if you are young, nope.
The one time it was his...
You my age? Nope.
It was. I mean, I had a bunch of people with me though. But there was this this young girl. Her car broke down. She didn't know how to change the flat. She looked like she was about 17 years old, maybe. Mm-hmm. Like she just got her car, and she was stuck on the side of the road. It was like 3-4 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So we pulled over and we fixed the flat for her.
Oh no, that wouldn't. That looked like a trap to me. I'd have called 911 and told them where the car was at. I'd have been thinking that young girl on the side of the road 4 in the morning. Oh, this is a trap. Yeah. That's what I'd have been thinking.
See, I didn't think that.
Believe in people too much. Yeah. I keep telling y'all that.
It was four. It was me, Diz, June.
All right.
Danny.
Nope. I'd have ran. If I was that girl and I saw y'all four jump up, especially Diz, salute to my guy Diz, I'm running. All right? Oh, I'm good. Goodness. I'm going to hide in the trunk my damn self. All right? This don't look right.
My goodness. All right. Well, that is your donkey today. Thank you for that, Charlamagne. When we come back, shoot your shot. That's right. You want a chance to... maybe holler at a coworker, holler at somebody you like, and have us on the line while you do it. Maybe we can help you out. We'll do it when we come back. Here's Travis Scott with Goosebumps. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Are you ready? It's time to shoot your shot.
Time to shoot your shot
with the Breakfast Club.
This is your one chance. Don't mess it up. Mess it up. Mess it up. Mess it up.
Hey, we got CJ on the line. CJ, what's up?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Who you want to shoot your shot with this morning, CJ?
I got to shoot for my boss, Big Mama Rhonda.
Your boss, Big Mama Rhonda.
I can't condone this because you're talking to your boss now.
I know, man, but, like, see, we work together, and, like, every day she's always flirting with me somehow. Like, she either rubbing against me or calling me cute or...
Now, listen, you said she big, though. If she big, you might be in close quarters, so she can't help but rub against you.
Oh, stop it.
How big is
she? Man, look. I'm into the big girls. I love the BBWs, the double E's.
Give it up for the big girls.
One time for the big girls.
How old are you, CJ?
Oh, I'm 20.
How old is she?
She's the same age as my mom. She's 47.
How much she weigh? Let's ask real. How much she weigh?
How much do I weigh? I weigh 165.
Not you, man. Big Mama Rhonda.
Oh, God. I don't know. But she looked good to me, man. Like, I don't know. And she wears these glasses and everything. And I got a thing for the girls with the glasses.
Oh, do you like her or do you just want to smash? Like, do you like her like you could see yourself in a relationship?
Or do you just miss your mom?
Me and my mom are good. But, like, I don't know. I love it when she's always flirting with me and stuff. And, like... I'm just trying to, I don't know, like, she's got this pool at her apartment I always hear about. And
a pool?
Ooh. Yeah. Like, this guy's crazy. We should spend some time right there and then afterwards watch Netflix and all that good stuff.
You're not reading this all wrong,
yeah,
sir.
I think he's reading this wrong, bro.
Are you sure you're not looking for a mother figure?
Nah. See, I'm just, I don't know, I'm just, she's so sexy. I can just, like, I'm picturing all kinds of dirty things in my head. And, like, can you imagine just...
What?
Like hitting it from behind and just watching everything relax.
Now, I do applaud you because fall is right around the corner.
What does that mean?
And that is when big girls do get cuffed, you know what I'm saying, for warmth purposes. You know what I mean?
All right, well, let's see what happens, because I want to see if Rhonda really, Big Mama Rhonda really likes you, or if it's just a, you know.
None of y'all see a problem with him dating his mom?
Well, it's not his mom.
He's dating his mom. He's dating his mom.
No,
no. The same age as his mom.
So guys do it all the time.
This could be very bad, bro. If she denies you, you might get fired next week.
All right, well hold on, all right. Hold on, CJ.
Take this chance.
All right, when we come back, we're going to get CJ back on the line and Big Mama Rhonda. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That's Childish Gambino with Redbone. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're in the middle of Shoot Your Shot. We have CJ on the line. He wants to shoot his shot with his boss, Big Mama Rhonda. Now, CJ, it's up to you. Call her up.
Hello?
Hey, Rhonda.
Hi. Is this CJ?
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to give you a call and chat it up for a little bit because, this ain't really anything work-related, but I do enjoy our time that we hang out and we chit-chat at work. And, I've been working real hard at the job, and I kind of feel like we work too much, and maybe we need to relax a little bit sometime, kick it outside, you know what I mean?
Oh, I like what you have to say right here. I've definitely enjoyed working with you. We're a little different in age, but, I'm kind of about that life. I have a young soul.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know. What are you into? What do you want to try? What do you want to do?
I mean, I honestly always like how you're always talking about that pool and everything at your apartment and stuff, and I feel like we could just take a nice evening and chill at the pool for a minute and like bring some snacks and watch some Netflix and stuff, and I know you got like all kinds of movies on that catalog, and we could just watch a whole bunch of stuff, you know what I mean?
So you want a pool party and chill?
Hey, Netflix pool party and chill.
Hey, hello, Big Wait. Mama Rhonda.
How are you? We're the Breakfast Club. It's DJ and Angela Yee and Charlamagne. We're from the Breakfast Club. We just, CJ said he wanted to call and he might need a little help.
CJ
just
didn't need no damn help.
I know. That was smooth.
This was a slam dunk for CJ.
So,
Big
Mama.
Am I on the radio right now?
Yeah.
Big Mama, you like CJ?
I mean, he's cute. I can't lie.
But he's 20 years old.
So?
Okay.
There you go. Listen, Can you keep up with Big Mama, though?
Yeah, Mama need a life, too. That was a high percentage shot, CJ.
I mean, I'm saying, I might be his boss, but, sometimes you got to figure out who else is the boss.
Hey, man, the man got to do what he got to do for job security.
She the biggest
I'm
boss.
I'm saying, you can't front when somebody's got swag.
Hey, CJ and Rhonda, I just want to thank y'all for wasting our time this morning, not providing any entertainment value
yeah,
whatsoever.
Yeah, you didn't need us
didn't
at all.
Work. He didn't need us. They didn't need us.
So, Big Mama, can we all come to the pool party?
After the first date. Okay. I'll invite you guys over.
She likes us too, CJ.
That means she want to test out that meat first, CJ.
I'm saying.
Now, Rhonda, are we skinny dipping or no?
We'll think about that. That's on the it's on the plate, but I got to think about my neighbor.
Well, I got to be on the plate.
Hey, CJ.
I got to think about my
neighbor. Why you say snacks at the pool? That's so whack.
CJ, I just want you to know Rhonda just gave you a promotion, my guy.
There you go.
All right.
Well, good luck, guys. We appreciate you for calling.
It's a win for everybody.
There you go. Thank you, Mama. Oh, thank you, Rhonda, and thank you, CJ.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Well, it worked for them. I did call him.
That was a waste of time.
Yeah, well.
He didn't need us.
No drama. He didn't even need us.
That's good, though. Everything don't got to be difficult.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
For entertainment purposes, okay?
No, it doesn't. All right. When we come back, we got the Rumors Don't Move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Usher.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee.
Now, Usher is accused of infecting two more women and one more man with an STD. We believe it's herpes. They haven't said what STD. They're just saying an STD. This is all allegedly. And the lawyer is claiming that Usher had sexual contact with all three of them.
So is this man saying that he had sex with Usher?
That's what we're assuming, allegedly.
Nobody cares about the truth when the lie is more entertaining. And the only way that Usher can get in front of this nasty, nasty rumor is to put his blood work on Instagram.
Now, one of the women are going to speak out at a press conference today in New York City.
Why? Why you want the world to know you got herpes? For what? What's the point?
The other two are going to stay anonymous, Jane Doe and John Doe.
People just be wanting attention, man. She want her likes to go up on Instagram. She want followers. Like, why would you hold a press conference just to say Usher gave you herpes?
I guess she's gonna sue, and she's probably going to announce
the
lawsuit.
But that's not going to speed up the process. You can still sue. You don't have to do a press conference for the announce you got herpes. You got to do a press conference for the lawsuit.
Well, there'll be no herpes shaming, Charlamagne. 1 in 3 people have herpes, and there's 4 people in this room.
Listen, drop on the clues bombs for everybody out there who listens to the Breakfast Club who has herpes. I don't have no problem with you. All I'm saying is that you don't got to hold a press conference to tell the world you got it from Usher. That's all I'm saying.
1 in 3 people have herpes. Which one in the room has it?
That boy right there. Clearly him.
Okay. All right.
Clearly
now,
you.
All right.
You filthy.
If I got it, you got it.
He said, if he got it, you got it. And you know what? Now, let's talk when Vic Mensa.
His teeth look like he got herpes.
Let's talk when Vic Mensa was on The Breakfast Club. When Vic Mensa was here, we talked about him and Chance squashing their beef.
You and Chance got to get cool again.
We've been talking, man. If you have a brother, if you've ever had a brother, you know brothers fight, man. You know, we came up together from being 14 years old and, you know, recording some of our first records and raps ever. The city need us to be unified, and that's the place that I'm at. And
Black people need y'all to be unified. 100%. Y'all two can create change together.
I'm woke. He woke. So we got to be unified.
Well, over the weekend in Chicago, Chance the Rapper brought out Vic Mensa. They performed 2-3 joints with each other, and it seems like they are back cool again, so they squashed their beef.
Drop one of those bombs for Chance the Rapper and Vic Mensa, man. Salute to the Save Money crew. I love those young brothers right there. That's why I hate when I hear people complaining about hip-hop and, oh, these new young artists is whack and this and that. And go listen to Vic Mensa and listen to Chance the Rapper and then get back to me about your opinion of young artists being whack in hip-hop, sir.
Yes, and also we have to say rest in peace to rapper Young Mozzie. Now, he was affiliated with Kevin Gates. He was killed in Atlanta last night. He was outside a pizza restaurant. He went to pick up a pizza, and they're saying he ended up shot. They seen a gunman fleeing the scene. Nobody knows what happened, why. They just know that he was killed last night.
Rest in peace to that young brother. Didn't know him, but damn.
That's sad. Super duper sad. All right. And that's your rumor report.
Because I should have herpes, though. All jokes aside. Inquiring minds want to know, man. Because we need to know how far this is going to go. Because this is a rumor that has gone totally out of control at this point. This rumor is an outbreak, by the way.
This rumor is an outbreak.
There's only one way to stop this outbreak, and that is for Usher to put his blood work on Instagram. But maybe Usher's one of those people who's like, look, it's a lie. I don't care what people believe. Whatever.
Yeah, that could be it too. That could be it as well. But there's a bunch of lawsuits. This is what, lawsuit number, what, 3, 4?
I ain't settling with everybody. Because that's how it is sometimes. People just see that it's a money train going on.
And everybody runs.
There you go. Especially the guy. The guy know that if he come out and say, I'm settling with you.
Immediately.
Off the rip.
Right.
That's my plan, by the way. I want y'all to know I've had that plan for 10 years. I said this a decade ago. If things ever would have never quite work out for me, I would put in a lawsuit on Tyler Perry. Never met the man, but I was going to blame him. Never met the man in my life, but I was going to put a lawsuit on him.
Goodness gracious.
Yes, I was, damn it.
All right. That's your rumor.
You're selling them kind of stuff quick.
My goodness. All right. Shout out to Revolt. We'll see you guys later. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. Let us know what you want to hear at DJ Envy, 800-585-1051. Get your request in.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart. In ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I had talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.